Tennessee farmers need to look into the state's new Ag Enhancement Program. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's accent on agriculture. The Tennessee Department of Agriculture is reminding farmers that they can begin applying for cost-share grants from the Ag Enhancement Fund. Commissioner Ken Gibbons says the first initiative targets the state's number one ag enterprise, cattle.
So we felt like we could offer an incentive, a cost-share program, to farmers, for example, beef and dairy farmers, to get a better bull for their herd. And so we will pay 35% of the cost of the purchase of a bull, or we will pay for the lease of a bull. In cases of dairy, or for that matter in beef, we will pay a percentage for AI, for the use of AI, artificial insemination.
Gibbons says another part of the enhancement fund is for handling equipment for cattle, such as head gates or squeeze chutes.
So we will pay 35% of the cost of some of that corral-type equipment, up to, I think, a maximum of $875. Forgive me if I'm wrong on that, but somewhere $850 to $875 for that. So I think all total, it's about $1,750 if you maxed out on the on what we will cost share in.
Now, another part of the Ag Enhancement Program is for producer diversification grants.
Some farmers are looking at agritourism as a replacement for lost tobacco income. Some are looking at getting into organics or furthering what they're doing in organics. Some are looking into, a lot of farmers now are doing a lot of tomato production. So there's a lot of niche crops out there that we will support too. And we actually will provide up to 35% of the cost of an improvement toward what that farmer is doing, up to a total cost of $10,000 per farmer.
Now, applications for the Ag Enhancement Program are available at local co-op or FSA offices, and review of these applications will begin after the first of the year. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the Tennessee Radio Network.